Namaskar.
Bienvenue.
I'm from Bangalore, India.
Dublin, Ireland.
Turkey.
The Philippines.
This is Feet Into Words.
I came here to study.
To work.
To volunteer.
Build a life of my own.
Welcome to Feet Into Words.
Esto es Con los pies en dos mundos.
Bir ayağım burada, bir ayağım orada yaşıyorum.
Welcome to Feet Into Worlds.
If you're looking for the center of community life for Polish immigrants in Brooklyn, check out the local pharmacy. I'm John Rudolph, executive producer of Feet in Two Worlds, a project of the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School. Polish pharmacies in Greenpoint, Brooklyn, help immigrants negotiate life in their new home while maintaining a connection to Poland. In this podcast, we're digging into the Feet in Two Worlds archives for an intimate visit to a Polish pharmacy with journalist Ewa Kern-Jędrachowska. Ewa is a reporter for the Polish Daily News and a frequent contributor to public radio. This story, produced in 2005, was Ewa's public radio debut.
My name is Ewa Kern-Jędrachowska. I'm a reporter for Nowy Dziennik, the Polish Daily News. And this is Greenpoint in Brooklyn. I wanted to show you this place because this is where most Poles come when they first arrive in the States. It's a working-class neighborhood with row houses, music stores, churches, Polish butcher shops with kielbasa, and delis that sell pierogies. Actually, it feels a lot like Poland. The unemployment rate back in Poland is around 20%, so Polish people come to the States to earn money to support their families, who they often have to leave behind. It can be lonely, so they move into neighborhoods like Greenpoint and surround themselves with other Poles, trying to recreate Poland here, in the churches and restaurants, and strangely enough, in the pharmacies. There's one on almost every corner. I'm walking into one on Nassau Avenue. Miss Ewa Tunia, the pharmacist, got her degree back in Poland. She came to the United States 16 years ago when she was in her 20s and has been working here ever since. She doesn't really fit into my stereotype of a pharmacist. She's attractive and well-dressed. Her makeup looks good. And she's always tanned and smiling.
To znaczy pani już dostała w płynie ten antybiotyk? Czy w proszku pani dostała?
Since Miss Ewa is busy on the phone right now, I'm gonna tell you a little bit about this place. You almost never hear English, only Polish. It's kind of cozy. The lights are low, there's music playing, and there's always lots of people standing around, talking, hanging out, transferring money, getting documents translated, sending letters to Poland, and even checking their blood pressure.
Hello, let me measure your blood pressure, pulse rate, and weight.
It's a friendly place. People come to speak about their problems, their issues, and sometimes it's more of a social speak-out circle than it's a practical medical advice giving.
That's Piotr. He's a photographer who lives around here.
I pick up my batteries, I get my shampoo, Tylenol, and chat with a couple of friends that I've met there over time that work there, who can give me anywhere from fulfilling my prescription to an advice with what to do with my dry hair.
Bardzo dużo osób ma tutaj stany nerwicowe.
Miss Ewa says the most common problem she sees are what she calls the neurotic type. It's people who are far from their families who seem to come here the most.
Był taki młody chłopak właśnie, który posiadał.
She remembers one young guy who had a condition where he needed to have a bottle of water with him at all times. Otherwise, he felt he would suffocate. A woman in her 60s just came up to the counter. She says she's leaving for Poland tomorrow and is asking for pills she can take so she won't get sick on the plane. She's trying to decide whether to take Polish pills or American pills. She decides to go for the Polish ones. Piotr again.
Myself, I often ask for a Polish cough syrup because of simple nostalgia of taste, which reminds me of something that I've used in my childhood.
Now the customer is asking for advice for her daughter, who is having trouble with her joints.
Ludzie, którzy tutaj przyjeżdżają na jakiś krótki czas, więc są bez rodzin.
Miss Ewa is telling me that usually when Polish immigrants come to the States, they think that they are just coming for a short time to get money to send back to their families. But the next thing you know, it's 5 years later. That's what happened to Marcin Muchalski.
If I need something, I go basically to a Polish pharmacy. This is only because of English, like it would be hard for me to explain my problem.
Marcin's English is better than many Polish immigrants. but he doesn't have health insurance. Ms. Eva says that's the case with 60% of her customers. Besides, most immigrants don't want to spend $150 for a visit to the doctor. Why would they? That's enough money to help their family live for weeks in Poland. But is it safe to rely only on the pharmacy for all their medical needs? People can have their blood pressure checked here, but what about other tests, like mammograms or cholesterol checks? But isn't something better than nothing? I don't know. And there is another issue. There are Polish doctors working in some of the pharmacies. Many of them aren't licensed to be practicing medicine in the States. But when I tried to find out more about this, I couldn't find anyone who would talk. Everyone in Greenpoint seems to know each other, and no one wanted to get anyone into trouble. Finally, I found Dr. Mike Schack. He runs a family practice in New Jersey. I guess Jersey City was far enough away from Greenpoint. He agreed to speak to me.
I know that there are Polish doctors who recently came from Poland to this country. These people were very often highly qualified specialists and physicians in Poland. Right now, unfortunately, they cannot practice medicine. They are working in the pharmacies as the salespeople, and very often they utilize their own experience to give some advices to the patients, and this is not completely legal.
But immigrants in New York are just looking for care. They are not concerned if it's legal. Miss Eva tells me a story about one of her customers who was diagnosed with a tumor.
Została zdiagnozowana przez lekarzy, że ma nowotwora.
She said that when this lady first found out, she wanted to go back to Poland since all her family was there. Miss Eva convinced her to stay in New York so she could get better treatment. And she got very involved in the case. She even started visiting her at the hospital and then at home, so she wouldn't feel alone. The thing is, when you find a person like Miss Eva Tunia, who will take care of you, you feel like you found a friend, someone who can, for a little while, take a place of your mother or your sister. Polish immigrants come together in places like the pharmacy, but it's ironic because back in Poland, people would never hang out in the pharmacy. There, the pharmacies are much more formal. The pharmacists wear a white uniform. They always stay behind the counter, and conversations are limited to medical issues. Here, it's more like a coffee shop. I've been here for 4 years now, but I don't feel American yet. I read, I write, I think, and I dream in Polish. And like the people in this story, I like to use Polish medication that I took in childhood. But I don't feel 100% Polish anymore either. Piotr has been here since high school. Do you miss Poland?
I missed some ideas about it that I had before I left for New York, but I'm surprised every time I go back how foreign I feel and how my own Polish sounds different to me compared to everybody else's.
This is the paradox of being an immigrant in New York City. We are hanging in a space that is a mix of both home and here, being part of neither at the same time. This is Ewa Karinderhowska.
Ewa Kern-Jędrachowska is a reporter with Nowy Dziennik, the Polish Daily News, and a frequent contributor to Feet in Two Worlds. Her story about the Polish pharmacy was originally featured in the radio documentary Feet in Two Worlds, Immigrants in a Global City. The producers of this podcast are Sarah K. Kramer and Jocelyn Gonzalez. The engineer is Chad Bernhard at the studios of the CUNY Graduate School of Journalism. I'm John Rudolph. Thanks for listening.
Feet in Two Worlds is supported by the New York Community Trust and the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, with additional support from the Mertz Gilmore Foundation, the Cyrus Fund, and WNYC New York Public Radio. This program was produced in association with the CUNY Graduate School of Journalism and CUNY TV. Feet in Two Worlds brings the work of immigrant journalists to public radio and the web. We are a project of the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School. Visit our website at news.feetintoworlds.org. You can support this podcast by going to news.feetintoworlds.org and clicking Help Support FI2W.